Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, and welcome to NPAradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And at this moment, we are being blessed, amen, to hear, amen, the regular broadcasting of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention with our international Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I want to check a moment and see if everything is working. Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, please stand by for a moment, and our host will be joining us. But in the meantime, I'm just going to release the lines as we are hallelujah. I'm going to ask one of the ambassadors if they'll just take over for a moment until we hear our chief voice. Thank you. Praise me. We could just thank the Lord until hallelujah. Just come. Let's just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You just lift your voice and let's just thank the Lord for a moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless your name. God, you're so awesome. You're so wonderful. You're so incredible. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We magnify your most gracious and wonderful name. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for what you have scheduled. Thank you for what you have planned. Thank you for what you're doing. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, for there's none like you. Nobody can do what you do. We love you. We give you praise. We thank you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your wonderful, 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 wonderful name. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hodges, are you here?
Good morning. I am.
Well, praise God. Well, I'm just going to turn it to you. You know what to do. God bless.
Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer Line. And we're grateful and thankful for God for this last day of the year. God has blessed us all throughout the year 2015, and we're grateful for it to see December 31st, 2015. And let me just ask you, Ambassador Hagen, thank you so much. I just kind of was able to connect. Have we had prayer and open up already?
Okay. Yes. Yes. We'll be glad.
The line has been open. Well, God bless you. We're going to move ahead then, and we're going to go ahead and open up the line at this time for our praise report. God bless you. And we know that today is the day that we're going to shout out our scripture. It's Word Day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to get started with that. And remember, when you come on the line, come on with a scripture and give your praise report. God has been good to all of us, and we're grateful for it. And I just want to start out, open up the line with my favorite scripture. That's, well, one of my favorite scriptures that's found in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. And we all know that that scripture is one that we can live by daily, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm grateful to God for everything that he's done for me, not only in the year 2015, but throughout time, a walk of faith. I thank him for how the entire year has been a walk of faith for me, how he's blessed me, he's kept me, he's healed me, he's made a way out of no way. And I'm grateful to God for it. I am so grateful that he allowed me to wake up this morning, because I know every time he wakes me up, That means I still have work to do. And I'm grateful, and I'm sure there's someone else out there that has a praise report this morning. So I'm going to open up the line for the praise reports. God bless you. Is there someone that wants to jump in on this last day of the year? You have one more time this year to give a praise report. The line is now open for the next one. Is there a praise report out there this morning?
Oh, yes, I am. St. John 14:1. One minute, can you see you? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, but you also in me. And I have to salute.
Go ahead, Mother Ambassador Lex Peterson. Hello?
Hello? Well, good morning, everybody. This Ambassador Elect Jolene Garnett. My scripture today is Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And I just thank God for this first prayer line. I thank you, thank the Lord for the last day of the year of 2015. God has really blessed and he'll move and he'll been such a blessing to me on this first fruit prayer line. Each and every morning I'd be up at 4:00 in the morning looking forward for the first fruit prayer line. And I thank God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. The Lord has really blessed and helped blessed her and for everyone on this first group prayer line. And I just thank God for how he has blessed me. I was in debt of $10,000. How the Lord has blessed that he has cleaned my record. So I just thank God for all what he has done for me. And I just want everyone on the first fruit prayer line to wake up and tell the goodness of God. And God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. What was that scripture again, Ambassador Elect?
Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Isaiah 1:19. All right. God bless you. Thank you for that one, the book of Isaiah. Is there another one out there this morning? Just come
praise
on, pop
the
in.
Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning. This is Sister Lily Mays, 334, area code in Alabama. And my scripture is Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh all my help.
Yes.
All of my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. God bless you this morning, Ambassador Hodgen, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother L.A. Johnson, and all the ambassadors and everyone that's on the staff, everyone that's on the line. I thank God for today. And I thank God for blessing us all to just be a part of this privilege. And I thank God most for Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson for making provision and all of the others that's helped for this, because this is a miracle and this is a blessing to the whole world. And I just thank all of you for all of my prayers for my mother and my family down through the year. This is the last day. And I just pray that all of you, I love you, and God will bless us with a prosper, a more anointed year. And
the conference has been locked.
Beyond blessing in the year of 2016.
The conference has been unlocked.
I want all of us to keep the faith, no matter what come or go. I love all of you, and God bless you. and I will always keep you in my prayer. Mother Adelaide Johnson, love you. Love you. Ambassador Pfeiffer Stern. I got to cut off now. I love all of you. God bless you. This is Sister Lily.
Sister Dean, did you hear me? This is
God bless
Peterson.
You, Sister Lily. Yes, ma'am, Ambassador-elect Peterson. We hear you.
I dropped out. I lost my call when I was talking to you.
Okay, you want to go back and give us your scripture and your praise report. God bless you.
Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me.
And where is that found?
It's on St. John 14:1.
John,
I know when I
prayed
and had a faith. Beg pardon?
You said John 14:1?
St. John 14:1.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your, you want to give your praise report this morning?
I pray because it said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, belongs to me. I don't be troubled when I pray because I know God's going to answer. So if I'm going to pray, I shouldn't have to worry. If I worry, I shouldn't pray. So I pray and believe in that he's going to answer because he has answered and he brought me through all this time to 2015. And I'm believing that he's going to take me to 2016. So I just keep trusting in him and have the faith and believing that he will continue to bless me and answer my prayers. So therefore, my heart will not be troubled.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Peterson. And we thank God for you, too, how he has blessed you, how he has healed you, how he has answered your prayers throughout the year 2015. We're grateful and thankful to God for that this morning. Do I have another one this morning?
Morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila.
Good morning.
Sister Sheila, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon forms against me shall prosper. I know this year I went through a lot of trials and tribulation, but I keep that scripture in my head at all times. No weapon forms against me shall prosper. Regardless of what goes on, God got my back. He got my back. He has all our back. No weapon forms against us shall prosper. When I'm going through my job, when things come up in my job, it has to remind me, no weapon forms against me shall prosper. When the devil tried to do me wrong, no weapon, glory to his name, shall prosper. No weapon shall form against me. No weapon. No weapon.
No.
Yesterday when I was in the office, at my job, my boss, he kept calling me in there. But I'm here to tell him this morning, glory to his name, no weapon, my God.
No weapon, sis.
No weapon, no weapon, no weapon shall form against me. Whatever you try to do, it's not going to work because I trust and I believe in God. He is my all in all. And I thank God for this wonderful prayer line. I thank God for my trials and my tribulation. Glory to his name. I thank God for each and every last one of you. And today we will leave here. No matter what we come against, no weapon shall form against us shall prosper. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Sheila. You be encouraged because Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Come on, is there another one this morning?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Carolyn in Georgia.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Yes, my scripture is coming from Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Mm.
Yes, I thank the Lord for keeping me, for allowing me to see another day, and to allow me to see this year. I thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. I thank the Lord for providing for me. I will continually praise his name because he's worthy to be praised.
Yes. 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 God bless you. God bless you, Sister Carolyn. Know that I will bless the Lord at all times. and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. God bless you. Is there another one this morning?
Yes, Sister Gina, good morning.
Good morning. And before you get started, I'm having a feedback. Someone open up two lines. God bless you. I'm still hearing the echo, but just please check the phone and make sure that there are not two phones open in the same room. All right, go ahead, sis.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Gina. This is Ambassador Greg Johnson in New York. I hear a feedback, too, and it's not my phone.
Not mine either.
Yeah, so I just want to say that I love that scripture, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I also like, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I just praise and thank God that all that I've been through, I look to the hills and I look to the Lord, and he brought me out all right. And I just want to praise and thank God for bringing me thus far and into the last day of 2015. And I'm praising him and glorifying him for my future. And I just thank him for First Fruit Trailer.
God bless you. And where's your scripture found, Ambassador Elect Johnson? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, and where is that found?
Psalm 121:1.
Thank you. All right, God bless you. We want to continue with this. This is the last opportunity of the year that we have to do this. And if there's someone, please, okay, we think that we've got the phone problem solved. God bless you. Let's have another one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Sister Cobb in Texas, area code 713. And my scripture is Philippians 4:19. For my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, I want to thank the Lord for this day, for seeing 2015 through. And if it weren't for the Lord on my side, who has supplied all my needs all this year, he's given me joy. He's given me happiness. He's given me peace of mind. And when it would seem like when my back was against the wall, he stepped right in and picked me up and carried me through this year. God has been so good, and I am so thankful for this prayer line, for every ambassador, every person, every child of God on this prayer line. Has been a lifesaver for me and in my life. And I want to thank the Lord for everything that he has done for me. I thank for the trials, because he's brought me through every trial, and he's brought me through glorious. And I just thank the Lord, and God bless all of you, and I love all of you. And we're looking forward to a victory in 2016.
Come on,
man. And he has performed so many miracles for all of us in 2015, and I am thankful. Thank you, and I love you. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you, too. And we are so looking forward to victory. Victory in 2016. Just the anticipation of that. It's almost like a drum roll, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And before you bring something on, or before something happens, the victory, the anticipation. We're thanking God right now for all these scriptures. Come on, saints, let's jump in there with some more. I am loving it. Is someone trying to speak? We're having problems hearing you.
Good morning. This is Renee Knight from Texas.
Good morning, Sister Knight.
Yeah, Mac Knight,
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I just want to thank everybody for the prayer line, and I am so glad I mean, I love everyone. 2015 was a very hard year for me, but 2016 is going to be better.
Amen.
God's opening doors for me, and things are going to look up for me. Thank y'all all, and I love every one of y'all. God bless y'all all.
Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning. My favorite scripture is Psalm 16, preserve me, O God, for in this do I put my trust. And I am declaring blessings. I'm loosing blessings for 2016.
God bless you, Ambassador, and the First Lady of this line, Betty Johnson. We are so grateful to God for you, the First Lady of this line.
Amen.
Came in with her scripture this morning from found in the, I'm sorry, Lady Betty, what book was that in again?
Psalms,
right, okay. Couldn't read my own writing. Okay, God bless you, and thank you for Psalms 16. Serve me, O Lord. Is there another one this morning?
I can do all.
Sister Lucille? Sister Lucille?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
All right. God bless you.
My favorite is I read Psalm 27 a lot. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? The strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I thank the Lord for my sobriety. This month, like I said, I've been clean for this is my 12th year. And I thank the Lord for my daughter. She'll be 12 years old January the 26th. I was carrying her during the time. And they threatened to take my kid out. They told me when she was born I would never see her. And my daughter's laying here right now. And I thank the Lord for
thank
that.
You, thank
God
you.
Bless you. Keep me in your prayers. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. And thank you so much for that testimony. And we're grateful and thank God for your sobriety, the fact that you have your children. Those of you, many of you may have known someone, have that Sister Lucille's testimony could be a part of their testimony. And just to hear her say that she has 12 years of sobriety, and the system will threaten to take your kids, they will take your kids if there are substance abuse issues. And we're grateful for God for how he cleaned her up on his 12-step program. His 12-step program, just say, Father, Thank you, Lord. We're going to continue going on. God bless you. Is there another one this morning?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all that I heard. And I heard some good scriptures, and they're kind of all my favorite. And I thank and praise the Lord for them. I thank God for this prayer line, Dr. Johnson. I thank the Lord for you, Sister Gina Hodges, for everyone that's on the prayer line. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I like this. I like them all, but I'm thinking on this scripture, the first division of Psalm says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. But I thank and praise the Lord because we're blessed when we listen to the counsel of God, because people are trying to find peace and find it in so many other things, but it's only in God. And I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. Thank and praise the Lord for this precious way of holiness. Thank and praise the Lord for having a mind to wholly follow him on this day. And I thank the Lord for this being the last day of the year. I want to say I've been through some trying things this year, but through it all, I wasn't by myself because God was with me. And I thank him. And when things seem like they just kind of overwhelming, I just have a mind to stop and just to thank God. I thank God for God giving to Dr. Johnson for us to just thank him. And I thank him, and God knows what we need before we even ask. And I thank the Lord for being so blessed to just to thank him and not just to be begging for a lot of things, but just to thank him. The Lord has been good to me, and he's brought me from a long way. I want to say in 2013, my son, we came home from church. My son, he's just made 60 in July, but he had a real bad seizure. And the doctor said they really lost him, but he had to go on the ventilator, and God blessed. God gave him back. And then in 14, my daughter had an aneurysm, and God blessed and brought her through, and she has her memory back, and she's able to do all of the things that she was doing, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. God is just good, and I'm not I don't have anything to complain about.
Amen.
I'm just thankful. I'm not complaining. I'm thankful because the Lord is good, and I thank him for it, and I thank him for all of the good scriptures that I heard. I thank him for the word of God, because in the word of God we can trust in the word when everything else fails. And I thank God for peace of mind, because that's something you can't buy, but it comes from God, and I thank God for the peace of God. Thank God for each and every one of you.
And God bless you, Mother Digby, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, and we thank God for you. God bless you. Yes, we do. We thank God for every one of you all that were able to get in this morning and drop your scripture, drop some word in this morning. We thank our Chief Ambassador for this awesome idea to give us the opportunity to drop some word. I've been writing all these scriptures down, and I just love it. I'm just going to start keeping a record starting today of all of these scriptures that are given on this prayer line. And, Chief, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yes, sir. How many more you want me to turn it over to you?
No, you're doing an excellent job, a capable assistant. You're doing wonderful. Just keep it going. And God didn't give me any to make this day a word day. I want people to just circumference yourself with the word. Amen. So let's keep it going. I mean, those who've already given one scripture, get another one. Amen. Come on back and give another one, because we want to just get as much word in today as
Amen.
Possible. I was thinking about Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood and their following, but against principles, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then it says, wherefore, and this is 6:13 now, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Here's one that stands alone by itself, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints of God. And in all thy ways acknowledge him.
All thy ways.
Proverbs, 2nd chapter. And he shall direct thy path. Oh, my God. That's one that I really try to live by. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct the path. Sometimes I miss it, but I'm trying. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Oh, my God. My God shall supply all of my needs. When I'm needing something, I remember my God shall supply all my need. When I need a refuge around me, God is our refuge and our strength, the very present help in the time of trouble. When I need love, I always remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And God is love, so simple. When I need peace, we remember it. My peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When I need to look to somebody, I'll look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And when I need hope, I remember that we're saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Because see, hope is the first step that leads you toward faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. I saw that with Mother Johnson. I've been hoping that she would rebound. Had people to tell me she's not going to make it this time, Dr. Johnson, just get ready. But all I can say is yesterday, she said good morning. Amen. See, hope is, faith is a substance. I was hoping of things hoping, hope for. But I got some evidence of things not seen yesterday. The evidence came yesterday when she said good morning. Amen. That's evidence. And God said in 2016 he's going to give all of y'all a lot of evidence. Some things you've been praying for.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
10 and 20 years.
Thank
Amen.
You.
If you just take these things that the Lord has given to me, you will see these things turn around in 2016. Some of you have been going through frustration after frustration after frustration. It's going to turn around in 2016. God is going to bring you out. Some of you who have been in so much debt, you're coming out of debt. Yeah, you will become debt-free. We'll hear these testimonies. I'm not just saying pretty things to y'all, nice things, but the Holy Ghost, in my deliberation of this, spoke to my heart and said, son, write these things down. You're going to see them come out. Yeah, with your hands up in 2016. And some of you who want to get married, I remember we're going to have some marriages at Amazing Grace. And some of y'all who want to get married, amen, wait on the Lord, for the Lord may bless you in 2016. I don't want to, I said this time, you have to watch it, because if you say I'm going to get married this year, 2016, if you haven't done it near the close of the year, you get frantic, because it's about to make you look like you were not in the spirit when you said it. But I saw some marriages in 2016, saw some in Amazing Grace. Maybe you see some other places. Amen. Then I began to just keep watching in this vision that the Lord gave to me. And I saw a great turnaround. I don't know if you need that, but I saw this great turnaround, oh my God. And things financially that had been bad for you were turning around. People who've been lying on you for a long time, things are turning around. I saw this great turnaround in the name of Jesus. I saw God doing some miraculous and some ultra awesome and some spectacular things for 2016. And he gave me the ingredient to make it come to pass. It's all through him. But he said he wants us to proclaim our loose, you might say, blessings upon us and our family. Amen. Loose blessings on you and your family every day. Amen. The word can't be no lie now. I have to say it like that. The word can't be. It cannot be no lie. It cannot be a lie. It must be true. And whatsoever you loose on this earth, shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. I am blessed. Heaven says you are blessed. I am a victor. I do have the victory, excuse me. And heaven says you do have the victory. Whatever you're loosing on your family, my son will be the president of the United States. See, if you don't have the faith or you don't ever loose that, it will never have a potential, excuse me, it's early for me. It will never have a potential through the Lord Jesus Christ because his word will not be loosed. You loose that and let God handle it. You never can tell. I loosed it on our young people last night. I said, one of these young people in here, I see a president right here. But see, if you don't have a leader who's got faith to believe things like that, it will never come to pass because you haven't even loosed it. I mean, you got to loose it on this earth. Yeah. I loosed on those young people last night. They will be wealthy. See, wealth is going to come to some of those young people. Watch and see. I mean, hopefully I'll be around here to see it. Amen. I don't know when, but I'm believing I'll be around here to see that these words will come to pass. Because, see, some of them are maybe 14 to 15 years old. It may take 15 to 20 years for things to come to pass. I've been telling y'all, give your anointing time to work. That's a good example right there. You loose that on your son. My son is great. Loose those type things on him.
I receive it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the next part of it. You don't let things like that fall to the ground. You don't do that. See, I'm putting seed out when I say those things. And I wish I could go to that scripture where some fell on stony hearts, some fell on good soil, etc. You don't let them fall, the seed fall to the ground. Grab the seed and say, I receive it, or say the same things I say, and it's loosed on you in heaven. Amen. I'm going to keep on teaching this. I've got many messages I can teach. But if you look in the Word of God, when God, who wrote the Bible through using his servants, you'll notice that he mentioned and wrote in the Old Testament the Ten Commandments not one time, but more than one time. Why? Because he's the God of repetition. Repetition comes from God. You folks who have to have everything in your life new all the time, changing all the time, that's not of God. Yeah. Notice that God had been in heaven forever. Uh-huh. And when he created these beings, one of them was Satan himself. What spirit did Satan have? Shifting all the time. He couldn't be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He couldn't be like that. His spirit was shifting all the time. That's Satan's spirit. He couldn't be relaxed with God being the God of heaven. He started telling folks, y'all ought to worship me. Why? He had that shiftiness. He was flighty. That was his spirit. That spirit is the spirit of Satan. He was flighty. trying to get folks to follow him. Follow me. I got the billboard. I'm the one. And see, that spirit, you want to dismiss that. God is the God of repetition. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today and the same forevermore. And part of him. I don't want to get to preach. But I tell you what, I want to take about, 10, 15 more scriptures. Amen. Oh, my God. And give your scripture, go back and get another one if you're given one. We're just going to keep these scriptures, the word. I want y'all, when you get up, and I'm not trying to be personal, but I just begin to, God said in every part of your day, include scriptures. When you begin to shower or take a bath, include scriptures while you're doing that. When you get up, walk out the door, try to get your scripture as you're walking out the door. If you don't know but one, quote the same one. God is a God of repetition. You get in your car. Yeah. I looked down and saw the wheel. He's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. See, quoting the word. Look out there on your way to work and see a rock. Yeah, he's the rock of ages, you know. Get some part of the word and throw it in there. I looked down and saw the carpet. He's the very fiber of my being. And see, while you're on the work, if you see some flowers that even in the cold area, amen, quote the word on it. He's the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. And just keep it going. Grab your stomach. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. You see, just keep the word going all day long, all around you. And look up and see light. God is the light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Just go and quote them scriptures. Keep the word around you all day. It might be today that something spectacular might happen. Wouldn't that be something just by quoting the word? I'm taking long enough. I want you all to come on back. Take it again, Ambassador Hodges. And let's scripture it out today. Let's scripture it out. At the very close, I'll say what I call our final blessing. Amen. The final prayer of blessings. But let's scripture it out today. Back in your hands, Master Hodges. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank God for you.
And Bess, thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. And thank you for those awesome, awesome words, the words that he brought us the last day of the year, the last first fruit prayer line, morning prayer line of the year. And he honored us with such great words this morning. I hope all of you all caught on to it. I hope you caught on to it. Even last night in Bible study, it was just flowing out of him as he began to tell us to speak over the children, to bless the children and speak into their lives. And after he did that, it was such a wonderful sight to see. When he did it, Doc, my pastor is a runner. He'll run around that church in a heartbeat. And as he started to run, we looked up and all those little kids, little 2-year-old Jackson, Brycey and Trey and Jayla, all the little kids are just running around the church behind them. At one time they passed them, they did a lap and had to come up behind them again. But it was just a beautiful sight as he told us to speak into those children's lives. And I truly believe that those kids received and they understood what he was doing, because they took off behind him. We had to stop him and tell him that he had stopped running, and they still did another lap. So we thank God for that. We thank God for our youth and those words of encouragement and inspiration that came from our Chief Ambassador on this 31st day of 2015. Where there were miracles like we've never seen. I know that there's some of you all out there received miracles in 2015. I saw a miracle with my own eyes yesterday. We all know when Mother Johnson was up and down this year. And saints, how many of you all know that when the doctors put give a date on you saying you're not going to make it, when they give up on you, hallelujah, thank God, mercy will step in and say no. When I heard that woman's voice on the prayer line on yesterday, it just sent chills all down my body because I kept the faith. I knew that it wasn't over until God said that it was over. And just to hear her come on yesterday, still teaching about the Holy Ghost, that just did something to my spirit on yesterday. It was such a blessing. I'm one that the doctors gave a deadline on,